January 12, 2015, will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Rhodes, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Ray.
Here.
Councilmember Bridgewater.
Here.
Councilmember Reshaw.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Easler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. The minutes from the meeting of December 8th are in your package. Do I hear any corrections or motions accept?
So moved.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. At this time, I would like to ask the, well, no, let's go to Public Works Committee. Consider town entrance sign design, and it's in your package. It was talked about last week at the town meeting and committee meetings. And so with that, I'll just turn it over to council, see what y'all have in mind.
I like the idea of not building the big one on the south end, since we can't get it where people can see it.
Yeah.
Just put a sign in on the side.
And do like the mayor was talking about with the, I noticed Addis has a larger grand sign.
Yeah, we can do that.
And put it on the northbound side coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get permission from inside there right away to do anything. So this is what we're talking about here, that I don't know if that level fly, but we'll see. All we can do is ask.
Another thing is we don't have the funds in this year's budget for this, do we? We need to.
Yeah, well, we don't have enough. We had funds in, if you remember, we had funds in last year and we moved it over to this year. And frankly, I don't remember what the number was.
Wayne said we need to add some.
You need to add. We can do that at the budget adjustment time, but really we just don't want approval on the design. And we're not about to spend this money. This money ain't spent for a while yet. Because when you fill out the application to put it there, we'll probably provide a design, apply with the state, all that stuff.
Probably looking at next year's budget anyway.
Could be. Could very well be.
They have a lot of those too.
Okay. Well, that's all we're really looking for right now. So with that, if somebody wants to make a motion.
I move we accept that design.
Second.
Move Mr. Andre, second Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. At this time, I would like to ask the council, if you're comfortable with that, I would like to amend the agenda to add an item to do change order number 5 to the contract. And the reason I say that is because y'all are aware of all these items except one, I believe. The change order would be for an ice maker pump for $1,096, a camera pole and foundation, which you knew about behind the station, for $24,311, parking lot lighting for
Not lined up.
The pump must be free.
Oh, it's together. It's the pump and to furnish it. Well, it says pump and 20 and twice.
For the pump and the camera pole and foundation is $1,096. Right. That's right. And the next one is for the parking lot lighting is $24,000. And to replace the culverts that were damaged, $96.69. Total of $35,007.58. I'd like to amend the agenda to have the council approve this.
Todd, would you go rule call vote?
It has to be unanimous.
Yeah, it has to be unanimous on a rule call. And the reason I want to amend the agenda is I'm not guaranteeing you there will never be another change order. But we're so very, very close, I just don't want to wait till next month at this time to do it. So, and y'all are aware of these items anyway. So the only one that you're not aware of is the pump, the ice maker pump. That is, I guess, an oversight on the part of the architect, which I'm going to let go, recommend we let go. For some reason, this ice maker didn't have a pump in it because it has to, for some odd reason, I've never heard of an ice, Ice Maker didn't have a pump in it, but it didn't, so they had to get a plumber to come out there and put one on the side to pump the stuff out, so, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure why that's it, that was, but it's weird.
That's in that maintenance?
No, in this, yeah, in the maintenance, yeah, the Ice Maker, yeah, yeah.
So this is...
Well, it's actually the archive building, it's not the maintenance building.
So this is on the public works we add now?
Yeah, if you wish.
I'll make that motion.
But Ms. Bujold?
Well, we got them in agenda first, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'll make the motion on that agenda.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Any questions? Everybody follow what we doing? Okay. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bujold?
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Okay, now that it's been amended, that item is to amend the, to accept change order number five in the amount of $35,007.58. I went over the items already.
And do we have to pay that whole thing? That's our...
No, that comes out, we pay only 25% of that.
Yeah, no, no, this is part of the, this is part of the overall cost of building, so which is really 75, 25.
Right.
But you have to accept the whole amount, right, part of the project.
Yeah.
I move.
Second.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Nisler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. All right. Planning and zoning, consider variance request, Arlington West subdivision, second filing, non-compliance, section 19.18, utilities of water and gas on the side requirements for mains to be installed. So instead of a, Kurt, help me here, instead of an eight inch main for water, it'll be a...
I think sorry, it was a drop to a two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then for a, with the size of gas mains. You're the engineer, you're supposed to know all that.
But that's utilities, that's all private.
Oh, okay, well anyway, it's to make them smaller than required by the town as requested by the utility department with the parish. This is their request, they really want to do this. So, it's been discussed at planning commission meeting, came out favorably, council discussed it last week, so with that, I'll turn it over to council for discussion.
I talked to Wayne, he doesn't have a problem with it either.
Oh, no.
I think the only issue that came up was future development.
Yeah.
That it would cause an issue there, but they'd be coming from a different place, so...
Well, it's not for sure that it would cause an issue, it has a potential to cause an issue, not really, because it's a lot of water.
That the bulk of the next strip of land is being sold to the landowners by that's fronting the street to increase their property. You know, on the back end, so I'm assuming Bollop's gonna do the same thing on the front end, once they start building them houses, which will give them 90-foot depth on their lots.
Right.
I don't see him developing it with a street, so you would only be servicing those houses all the way back to Tyson. So I think with the parish recommendation, and it's, you know, to influence the drainage in a positive way, but it doesn't affect none of that. It's probably the right thing to do, because there's a servitude where the original owners was, I think it goes through where they got their little sales office, they can tie in something bigger at that. So I make the motion we accept the variance.
I second.
Motion, Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, let's get a roll call over there.
Councilmember Bujold?
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Okay, finance committee, consider authorizing mayor to sign GPS contract. It's for the police department, and it was discussed last week what it would do for us, and it's for the police to monitor police vehicles.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you recommend it.
Oh, yes, sir, please.
And I think Tom has read the contract, and so there's no concerns there. So with that, do I hear a motion?
I move.
For Mr. Richard?
Second.
Second, Mr. Nisler. Any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Personnel committee, consider adoption of the revised employee personnel manual. That's a long, lot of work, a lot of hard work done by a lot of different people, especially the staff. We have gotten down to where it's something that's a real improvement to the town, in my opinion. And with that, I would just ask, we discussed it, and we got down to the final details last week, because we weren't right over it, and they've all been inserted properly. So with that, I strongly recommend acceptance of our review consideration.
I move accept.
I'll second.
Move on second, Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Recreation. Police committee, consider hiring full-time police officer Quinn Cassiopo.
Let's see, we hire her, we've got $17 an hour. It'd be retroactive to December 22nd. She actually started then, and her rank will be corporate.
And how many years of experience?
15 years, post-certified experience. Before that, she worked in a correctional center.
And we said this last week, for the record, she has all the certifications that she needs.
Everything's good.
And all the tests.
Got the matrix test, everything. Everything's great. Drugs for me and the whole work.
His personnel file.
Debbie got everything. We good. Looking good.
We can learn.
We learn.
All right, that's a recommendation by the chief. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Move Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Neesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider promotion and pay rate increase for Tom Southall.
All right, we'd like to move him up to a captain at $1.75 increase in pay, put him up to $19.59. Tom's a tremendous asset to the town. He has a degree in criminal justice and does a fine job. Really a good long-term employee.
Yes, we want to hear long-term.
Yeah.
Long-term employee.
Yeah.
We'd like him to be one of.
Oh, he's a good fine fellow.
I move with the doubt.
Second.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Comments from the attorney?
Last week you talked about a pay increase, but you didn't mention the amount.
$1.75.
$1.75. $19.59.
Effective when?
Today is good. When the next payroll is due. Pay period is good. Next one. Get Debbie made that.
Today or?
Whenever.
At the beginning of the next pay period.
Beginning of the next.
Make it probably easier. When's the beginning of the next pay period? Okay, do it today.
Today.
Today's good. Thank y'all.
That is fine today.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you all.
All right, and the next item, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We have a motion in a second?
Yeah.
All right. Now, ask the audience if they have any comments. Huh? I did, okay.
No, you did.
Well, okay, audience, do you have any comments?
We just want y'all to vote.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Okay, good. Consider pay rate increase for Casey Perrault.
All right, when it was reviewing the salaries, we found that Casey was making considerably less than everybody else.
The bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel, so we give her a dollar and move her up, catch her up a little bit, give her a dollar an hour, put her at $16.60. I believe Casey would be here a long time too. She does a fine job, real good gal.
Promotion.
Second.
I was going to leave her second, Mr. Andre.
Just give her a little pay raise.
Any discussion from the council?
I just want to say that whatever increase we give these two people is certainly merited, because I don't think we can pay law enforcement people all that they deserve for what they're doing, and these two people have proven to be loyal to us. Thank you.
Well, I'll say publicly what I've said many times privately is that through the rough times that we just went through, there was never one smidgen or hint of the police officer having anything to do with it. They did their jobs, and I have zero concern, and I'm very I share with Jonathan, I'm very pleased with the
Oh, everything's running really smooth. I've got a really, really good group.
Things change, but for right now, we're in good shape.
Really good.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and council comments, comments from the audience. Hearing none.
Start date today.
Start date today, okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, the ayes have it. Next item is
Thank y'all.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You get another chance later. Governmental Affairs Committee, the Landmark and Heritage Meeting Minutes.
Yeah, this was our October meeting, and I just wanted to point out that a question or comment was raised at the meeting about, we gave that certificate of excellence to Richard Paul Sonia for the work they did on that house on East Main Street, and someone suggested, well, we should do that more often, and it was brought to attention of the whole commission by the chairman, by Jim Rills, that the Landmark Commission did not just decide to do that on its own. We recommend that to the town. So I just wanted y'all to be aware that was stated, so people don't think that that commission can just go out and say, oh, you did a good job, so you get this piece of paper.
I agree with it. Yeah, we all were commissioned or started by the council.
Right.
Everything you do is approved by council, which again, we've learned by having outside outfits that don't fall under the purview. Okay. That it?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see, consideration of vetoed ordinances. There have been none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. We introduced last month Chapter 4 Personnel. We haven't put it together yet. Do we need to open a public hearing anyway? I'll wait.
We can have a motion to table it if you wish until.
But do I need to have the public hearing since we advertised that we would have one?
Well, I mean, you can.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you can move to defer the public hearing.
Okay, all right. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Move, Mr. Rhodes.
You'll have to notice it whenever.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I just want to do it the right way. So I move with Mr. Rhodes, second of Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? All right, for y'all in the audience who were not around, we just passed the revised employee manual. While we were doing the employee manual, we noticed there was we had taken the employee manual from CRPC that had done an excellent job of redoing theirs and took and changed ours to fit theirs, but using theirs as the pattern. And in there, they have sections in there that have to do with the Marriage Leave Act or different Family Leave Act, yeah, and stuff that we didn't have in our employee manual. And from that, some of the things need to be put into the personnel chapter to make it law. Not everything, just parts of it. And that's why we introduced this ordinance, is to go through our employee manual and put the important things in the ordinances. So what's we going to do? Just do that. It's a cleanup thing. So councilors have a motion and a second, right?
Yep.
Defer it till next time. Mm-hmm. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, the ayes have it. Introduction of ordinances. Ordinance 2 have been the town budget.
Anybody willing to introduce that?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Andre. Ordinance 3 to amend the sewer budget.
I'll introduce it.
And that's Mr. Meester.
Thank you. Resolution and commendations, I don't know of any. Police Department report, Chief.
All right. All right, let's see. For the month of December, we had 8 wrecks, 2 alarms, 3 assisting other agencies, 1 juvenile matter, 13 traffic arrests, 16 miscellaneous calls. This is with 43 total calls, 83 citations, and 227 violations.
183.
Which one? 183, sorry. 227 total. For the month, we had 0 thefts. That's very, very good. That's unheard of, month of December. Very proud of that.
People learned to lock their doors.
We're doing good. Everything was great.
I don't have anything left to steal, so they
can. Oh, yeah, we're good. That's unheard of. I'm telling you, that's awesome for December.
Yep.
And we had a gun. Somebody found a gun turned in on the middle of Live Oak. Somebody brought it to the police station. Somebody came the day reporting it. Stolen guns, so they didn't be any guns.
Oh, good.
Cleared up 2 things at once. That worked out real good.
Good.
And Ned Robertson will be retiring April 14th this year, 10 years. And go ahead and retire.
Understand.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Correspondence? I had one thing from Cox, but I decided since it's a football game that I wouldn't go into that. Mayor's report, last time I reported somebody, Arbor Day, Ms. Bourgeois, thank you for putting it together. And we had a, in fact, we made the paper, man. It was nice pictures and all. If you hadn't noticed, all of the flowers, flower beds, trees, stuff like that around town have been mulched. Wayne and them do that once a year, and we just did that. We noticed a lot of signs in town were dirty and moldy and stuff, so they went and cleaned them. If they didn't clean them, they just went ahead and replaced them. And one of a few things I did last month was I was part of the committee that judged the student of the year. I do that every year because it really is encouraging to see the students that we deal with, parents, and they're always very impressed with did that. And with that, we'll go to remarks of personal privilege. Anyway.
I just want to follow up what you said about Arbor Day. We did have the ceremony on December 11th at Alexander Park. And every year when we have the Arbor Day ceremony, this is part of the requirements to continue being named Tree City USA. I just want to thank all the people that helped with it, Wayne Delaposta and his whole department. And Norman read a proclamation. And had Sheila Goins from West Baton Rouge School Board staff that participated, and Mary Delaposta, that was the last official appearance for her as the director of Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful. She was on our program. And our representative, Clara Olin, was here from Parks and Recreation. So I want to thank all the people that helped and staff, Debbie, and Patricia Thibodeau is the one that keeps up with all our paperwork for Arbor Day Foundation and the Tree City USA. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you very much. Anybody else?
And I think you should mention for the record that the new executive director of Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful is Tammy Allen, who lives in Broly. And she, unless you were going to say that.
Well, I was going to say that, but you can say it. I think that changed name, huh?
Yeah. And that was effective January
1st. Well, I have all the government officials, I'll have to move away.
Well, he used to call it.
Well, I'm going to be around long
time.
Yeah. Maybe y'all should just change the name of it.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Oh, I did introduce it already.
No, just
street agent. No. We don't do street agent.
Can we call it Acorn?
Yeah, we call it Acorn Street.
I'm sorry.
All right, announcements. Town hall will be
wait,
closed.
He might have had something to say. He said I gave part of his report.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you guys have a report?
No, I didn't really
okay,
have a report.
Okay,
all right.
He was just, he was just trying to get us in trouble. Town hall will be closed on January 19th in observance of Civil Rights Day. Landmark and Heritage meeting will be January 26th at 6:30. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Rhodes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Wait, was there any comments from the audience? All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. Aye.
I'm going to go to the hospital.